You are listening to 91.5 FM.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited this day after Christmas. Most of us are still gathered together with our families, and we do not want to take this time in vain. We want to be very intentional as we gather with our family, our friends, this opportunity, Christmas 2025. We want to continue to bring forth your heritage of love, your heritage in Christ, and share with one another the gift of peace, which
yes.
is Jesus Christ.
Amen. The topic all this week, Jesus is the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to Romans 8. Romans 8, it's powerful. Jesus is the fruit. And if you look at Romans chapter 8, verse 1, just read. Mm-hmm. It's so powerful. Let the word speak.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free
from the law of sin and death.
For what the law could not do in that it was weak, through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
And so we see, it just sum up the whole Christmas story here that we celebrate yesterday. Romans chapter 8, just sum it up. It says here, but now we know, therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ,
Christ
Jesus. Yes, that's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We producing the fruit. We producing the fruit. We're not producing the fruit of the flesh, mm-hmm. but the fruit of the Spirit, which is Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. that we celebrate yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, does he born in your life? Is he, are you anchored in him? I am the vine. My Father is the vine dresser. You are the branches. Are you in him? Every branch in me produce the fruit,
mm-hmm.
he says. Every branch in me produce the fruit, which Romans 8 telling us. You will produce the fruit. Because in verse 2, he says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me what?
Free
from the law of sin and death.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That can preach.
Yeah, after the birth of Jesus Christ, we don't again see the people having to continually bring sin offerings.
No.
There was no more ceremonial dragging in of the rams and such to the altar. Because through Jesus Christ, that system was ended.
Yes.
So it was through now Jesus that now the righteous requirement of the law is fulfilled. in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, which means we receive by the Spirit. Jesus as the atonement for our sin. Jesus as the reconciliation between humanity and God. You know, there's no more most holy of holies where people can't get into. There's no more curtain. There's no more divider. The Bible tells us that when Jesus died on the cross, that the curtain, the veil, that it was rendered from the top onto the bottom. So there's now no separation between us and God. Jesus came and he condemned the law. He condemned sin. He did not condemn people. Because in John chapter 3, verse 17, it says that Jesus did not come to bring condemnation, but he came that through him all may be saved. So when it says he condemned the law, it says he condemned sin, but he did not condemn people.
Right.
So we want to make sure that is clear, you know, as people are effectively ministering to one another and, you know, edifying who they are in Christ. Yeah, he doesn't like sin. Why? Because of what sin does to people. It brings forth shame. Sin brings forth regrets, right? It brings forth a life of woulda, coulda, shoulda. And that's not his desire. The Holy Spirit comes and brings conviction to tell us how much better we are than our circumstances to guide us in the right direction and such. But Jesus did not come to bring condemnation on people. It told us right there in the announcement in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So that's not condemnation.
That's right. And look at verse 16. The Spirit himself. Look at that this morning as we close this week's study. The Spirit himself bears what?
Witness.
With who?
Our spirit.
With our spirit that we are what?
Children
of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. There can be no mistake.
So be very careful. If you know somebody and they're walking in sin and you clearly know this, treat them as kindly as you can. Because you shouldn't hate the person who's in sin. You, like Jesus hated the sin, but he loved the person. So it's very important to always show love, no matter how much you know this person is walking in sin, and to spread the love of Jesus so that they look at you and they say, why? Why do you love me? And they're going to desire what you have, and they're going to desire that love. And that's how you can bring them to Christ. By no means can you bring them to Christ if you condemn them.
Yeah.
So always love the person no matter what, and just hate the sin, just like Jesus did.
Mm-hmm. Sin is a deceiver. In Romans chapter 7, verse 11, it says, for sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me.
Yes.
And by it, killed me. So sin, it's a deceiver, and it's working to try to bring people outside of their relationship with Christ. So we want to direct them to the love, to the goodness. The Bible says that it's the goodness of God that draws people onto repentance. What is repentance? When we want to bring forth true change in our life, when we want to bring forth something different. Repentance isn't, I'm so sad because of the consequences. Repentance is, I want to change. I want to bring forth change and live my life unto the Lord, pleasing unto him. That's
yes.
Repentance. It's not just crying because the consequence was harsh, because as soon as the consequence lifts, right, we'll go right back to what we were doing that got us all in trouble. But true repentance is when we really begin to meditate on all that Jesus Christ did for us, all the grace that he extended to us, all the mercy that he extended onto us. And we just want to honor him then with our life. When we realize the sacrifice that was made for us, when we realize that it is for our freedom, it is for our well-being that Jesus Christ came into the earth. And we want to live a lifestyle of honor unto him. And that's true repentance, where we change our direction, we change our ways, and we want to glorify our Father.
Here, as we leave here, verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, that's Romans 8, mm-hmm. but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. How do we know that? That's why we got to look at the Word of God in its totality. By this you know that you are connected through the Spirit of God. And we already know the Spirit of God is the Word. We know that. John chapter 6, 63 says it. The word that I speak to you, they are the spirit and they are life. So we know that. So if you have the word, you have the spirit in you. And the word becomes what? Flesh. That John chapter 1, verse 14. And the word becomes flesh and dwell among us. So from scripture to scripture, it tells us and gives us a good understanding of Jesus Christ and how we know for sure that he is in us. We're not guessing it. And the word becomes flesh. The word of God becomes my life. It becomes a part of me. And then Galatians chapter 5 says, and now that you know you have the spirit, the fruit comes forth, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness. This is it. So it's no guesswork. Just look at what the scriptures say and see if that is in you. In you. And this Friday, how do we know that we have him? When we know those fruit are coming from our life. Christ is the fruit.
In Romans chapter 10, verse 11, it says, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Yes. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So our salvation is us calling on the Lord. It's a confession with our mouth and belief in our heart. And that brings forth true salvation. We had an outreach at the church on December 12th, and there was a young lady who was there, and one of the ladies from our church was ministering to her, and she was just, you know, they were just talking about the love of Christ and talking about what salvation truly is. And the young lady, she said, you know, I'd been baptized before. I've been, you know, to church. But she didn't count herself as saved until she had that conversation with the lady from our church. Because through that conversation, she realized what salvation was. And she realized how she accesses it. She accesses it through belief. She accesses it through confession. And she said it had never really been explained to her before. So though she went through these religious traditions, you know, she went through baptism. She went through going, you know, to the altar and all this stuff. She didn't really understand it. So because she didn't understand it, she didn't know if she was saved or not. She had went through all these different, you know, religious things where somebody would say, oh, that person's saved. But in reality, she didn't know if she was saved or not until she got the simple instruction of what salvation is. And it's available unto all. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let love